Okay, we're back. Ah, yeah, there we go.
Good morning, Jim.
I'm on the air. Welcome to Northeastern Wisconsin's all business talk show on the radio. And once again, we're so glad you joined us this morning, Tony Bush. It's a gorgeous morning, man.
It's a gorgeous morning.
Spring has sprung.
Grass is riz.
Kenny Kempfer was even quiet this morning. How do you like that? Anyway, we got a great show. Every week we talk biz on the show. We talk about our primary subjects. We try to talk survival tips. We touch on empowerment strategies. I like to mention that, and our startup advice for people that are just starting or maybe haven't started. A lot of people are listening.
Thinking about it.
Exactly. Sitting on the fence, waiting to get off the launch pad.
Right.
Marketing tips, accounting tips, sales techniques. We talk about cash flow management and on legal issues. Whatever. We talk.
Try to be a how-to program, a place to go to get some answers and get some guidance.
We are. And our guests always include experts, oftentimes business authors. Business experts, attorneys, CPAs, CEOs, and hardworking entrepreneurs.
The core of our economy.
We've got one on this morning.
It's going to be a great show this morning.
It will be for those who have driven by and seen the big billboard Kerrigan Brothers Winery and have always wanted to find out more about it. We're going to learn all about that this morning.
And how it got started.
Great story, so you don't want to miss this one, folks. Anyway, I'm Jim Rossetti, your host, and Tony Bush is with me, our co-host. We're talking biz. Why don't we go to, because those listeners that just join us, every week we tell them who brings the show and so forth. But a lot of people just join us for the first time, maybe don't know who SCORE is.
Yep, exactly, Jim. The show is produced each week by the local SCORE chapter. It's a chapter located in Appleton in the Chamber Building. It includes 8 counties from here down through Oshkosh and into Fond du Lac.
Sure.
There are 60 counselors in the chapter. If you're looking to start a business or you're in business and you're having a challenge, something's going awry and you want to get some guidance, use a sounding board of some sort, contact the SCORE chapter at scorefoxcities.com. That's our website, scorefoxcities.com. You'll learn about the SCORE chapter, and if you have a request for counseling, simply fill out the application on the website, submit the button, and probably within a week to 10 days, you'll have a counselor contacting you to schedule some time to talk about the question that you entered on that form. We have many disciplines in the SCORE chapter. We have, as you've mentioned, banking. We have attorneys. We have IT, HR, manufacturing, marketing. Mm-hmm. Just the other day, I was with 2 other SCORE counselors helping a young man and his wife consider the purchase of a bed and breakfast.
Oh, cool.
So we'll work together, 2, 3, 4 counselors, and it's a great resource. It's all free, no obligation. So that's who brings the program to you. But every week, the program is sponsored by really good corporate sponsors and citizens in our community who help foster the development of more entrepreneurism, and those sponsors include the Associated Bank.
Right.
They've been a sponsor for a while. We have a sponsor in Alberts and Haling CPAs.
Associated might mention they are the leader in SBA lending in the state of Wisconsin and have been for many years.
Well, for the last 5 years, they've won the best award for the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And they've even won a national award. I think they won that twice. So they are very good lenders. Alberts and Haling CPAs. Kurt Haling is the partner here in Appleton. Mr. Alberts is the partner in Green Bay, and they are a very good small business and individual tax firm. So if you have any questions on tax services or business services, contact Kurt Haling in Appleton. We also have the Venture Center. Amy Peach is our the executive director, and she was on last week.
Yes,
To have them as a sponsor for the program. We work very closely with the folks at the Venture Center through the SCORE chapter. We also have the Better Business Bureau as a sponsor. Joe Ellen Walling was on our program a few weeks ago, and if you're a business owner and you are looking for advice on different strategies and even mediations with customers who might be irate, the Better Business Bureau is a great place to go.
And accreditation through there, too. Yes. I'm always looking for the logo now whenever I see a business. Yep.
Another sponsor is Epiphany Law. Kevin Eisman does a great job with just business law. He doesn't do any other kind of law.
Right.
And we'd like to give a special thanks to the Business News for helping to sponsor our program in their periodical every 2 weeks. And I would like to urge you again, if you don't subscribe to it, please do. It's $18 a year. Mm-hmm. Every other week, you get great business news.
Great tool. You'll get an insight on what's going on in the small business in about 18 counties, I think they're in now. So, okay, why don't we take a quick break, because I want to get into our show. We got a guest in the studio this morning. We're going to be talking about the winery business and how Wisconsin stacks up against nationally in that industry. And there's some interesting facts that we'll learn about. So why don't we take a break? You're on the Business Talk Radio Network right here at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
Are you an entrepreneur starting up a business? Maybe you've been in business for several years and your company is growing. Either way, you need a trusted legal advisor. Epiphany Law can help. Epiphany Law is a business law boutique that provides expertise to startup and growing businesses. Period. They don't do divorces. They don't chase accident claims. And they don't dabble in criminal law. They pride themselves on providing solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes. And they have the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor. In short, they do business law. And they do it very well. It's been said that an epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way. If you're a business owner who's ready for a fresh, business-focused approach to legal advice, call the business law experts of Epiphany Law today at 920-996-0000 or look them up online at epiphanylaw.com.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
If you do what you've always done, where will you be when the economy recovers? Act now to refine your management skills and learn how to lead your business through economic peaks and valleys with Proceed from the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. We're the leading business innovation center in the new north, featuring customized instruction with self-paced online training modules, personalized coaching from proven business experts, and meet the CEO roundtables and speakers. Listen to what our successful graduates say.
Proceed is the best secret weapon a company can have in today's competitive world and has helped take my business to the next level and into the future.
Or if you've dreamed of running your own business, learn how with our eSeed Entrepreneur Training. Hundreds of eSeed graduates are in business today, and here's what they say.
eSeed allowed me to craft a game plan needed for a best practice approach to a successful business.
Find out more about Venture Center Business Training. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
LLC or S-Corp?
How do I get my business running?
Not sure how to get your business venture off the ground? Let Albertson Healing help you properly set up your business right from the start. We're big enough to handle all of your business startup needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
Okay, we are back talking business right here on Biz Talk. I'm your host, Jim Rossetti, along with Tony Bush.
Morning, Jim.
And we are talking, on the break, we had a little visit with our guest. If those of those listeners in the area probably are familiar with a billboard out on, I think it's out on 41, if I'm not mistaken, Kerrigan Brothers Winery. And I visited there, I think, the first time a couple of years ago. When he was in a different location, but I got last visit, I talked to Troy and got a little bit more insight into his business. And I thought it was so interesting and such a great story that I invited him to be on the show. And he's with us this morning. So help me welcome Troy Landwehr to
thank you very much.
To score. Before we get into that, Troy, I almost forgot. We got a quick announcement here. So
just a quick one, Jim.
Hold the thought.
Kevin Eisman at Epiphany Law has a group called Entrepreneurs Anonymous, and every month they have a discussion group. Mm-hmm. Well, in the month of April, on the 27th, coming up on Tuesday the 27th, at Route 15, which is out west of Appleton on the old Double O,
sure.
Now it's Route 15, yeah. April 27th, Tuesday at 5 o'clock, they're going to have a discussion on creating a buzz through free publicity, how to get free publicity. And a really good, knowledgeable guy talking here is Dave Willems mm-hmm. of Willems Marketing.
Oh,
Dave
sure.
Willems is very good.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in marketing your business and looking for ideas on how to guerrilla market or get free marketing and PR leads and ideas. Come to this event on Tuesday, April 27th at 5 p.m. at Route 15. Dave Willems is the featured speaker. It's $10, and you should call Epiphany Law to register. Their number is 996-0000. 996-0000.
Yeah, that's good. Dave Willems is also a score counselor, too.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's very knowledgeable.
Yeah.
He's worth it.
Okay, I'm going to give out a number. If folks want to call the show this morning, have a question for our guest or a business question, we'll take the call. If you're in Appleton, you can reach us at 281-1150, 281-1150. And if you're outside of Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. And if you give us a call this morning, we will give you free for just calling in with a question and coming on the air with us. A book called Speaking of Success that was co-authored by Ken Blanchard, Stephen Covey, Dr. Stephen Covey, Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Patricia Clayson, all great authors. So it's a good book. And we want to give some away. So, again, I want to welcome to the show Troy Landwehr. And, Troy, welcome.
Thank you very much.
Good talk. And you are quite the entrepreneur. We were talking about your startup. You started the wine business back in the year 2000, right?
Yes, I actually have a BFA in graphic design, worked in the science industry for a number of years, and decided I needed a career change. I looked around and decided I liked alcohol.
You
So I did about 3 years of research and R&D and started the winery in 2000.
Well, you know, that the research, the R&D that you did before startup was what intrigued me a lot, because we get so many people, Antonio bear me out on this, that come into score that want to dive right into something. They got a little bit of money. They want to plow it right in.
It might have been a hobby that they were working on in their home.
Yeah.
But they haven't researched the business aspects of doing the making a living at it.
Right.
And Troy did that.
Troy did it. And so what prompted you? I mean, you'd never been in business prior to that, had you?
No, but my parents own their own carpet and drapery business. Yeah. And a lot of my relatives either were farmers or self-employed or, you know, independent sales reps. And that was part of the biggest things. I knew eventually I'd probably own my own business. And starting the research for the wine industry at the time was finding where the wineries are, doing the industry research, not for the state, but also for all the other states around the area. And that was one of the main reasons for starting the winery over other businesses, was seeing that three or four states away, the wineries were doubling and tripling as they got towards the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a matter of time before the influx came to Wisconsin. I was I did my research and I got in on the ground floor before the big push.
So you saw a void right here in that industry, an up and coming industry
that it really hadn't been tapped in, because Wisconsin is a beer drinking state, and more and more people are getting into wines, and I find the fruit wines are a lot easier way for people to start drinking wines. Mm-hmm. They're not as foo-foo, or hard to understand. You can, if you come in and go, you like blueberries or you like cherries, it's an easy way for you to start drinking wine. Then you can graduate and move up to the grape wines and to other beverages.
Yeah, you got to try his peach. The peach is, you'll get hooked on that stuff.
Now, the difference between a fruit wine and a foo-foo wine is really just the flavor, isn't it? They both have alcohol content.
Well, versus grapes versus the berries or the fruit side of it.
Right.
The difference is the, for the grapes, you're doing either juice or full fruit, where with the fruit, in one batch of a 1,000-gallon batch, will go 4,000 pounds of, let's say, cherries, a ton of sugar, and 1,000 gallons of water.
Mm-hmm.
And that will ferment for about the same amount of time as a grape wine, and basically the yeast eats the sugar and produces CO2 and alcohol, versus grapes have a high enough sugar content that you can pitch your yeast and the yeast will eat all the sugar in the grape without having to add extra sugar.
Got it. Okay. So what do people who are watching their weight think about, you know, Diet Coke and regular Coke? Mm-hmm. Regular Coke has lots of sugar in it. Diet Coke has alternative sweeteners in it. And you're putting all that sugar in.
Well, the sugar, that ton of sugar is just for alcohol production.
Okay.
So that's what the yeast eats. The yeast eats the sugar.
It eats it.
It eats it and
gone.
Produces the alcohol.
Got it.
And the CO2, the little bubbles.
Got it.
So, yeah.
But the sugar there, it's a natural ingredient. It's not a, you know, additive.
I use only cane or beet sugar. I don't use any corn syrups or any artificials. I'll try to keep it as natural as possible.
Yeah.
I work with a lot of local growers, supplying local fruits. Yeah. My apples, pears, and plums are all from local people.
Now, Troy, where are you located, and what's your website?
I am. The winery is located 3 miles north of Kaukauna on Highway 55. Mm-hmm. My website is kerriganbrothers.com. The phone number for the winery is 788-1423, and we're open today. We're open every day.
Well, yeah, and if folks haven't gone out there and tasted the wine, he's got a wine tasting, so you can kind of sample these different fruit wines. And
free sampling every day. You can come out and sample the wines, and we also give tours.
Yep.
Tours are $3.
Okay.
Well, let me
ask
you.
We have a gift store, too, you said.
We have a very large gift store.
And before we forget, you told us about, before the show, you told us about the big draw to Kerrigan Brothers location. And it's a very, very special theme. What is it?
The big draw for any business is always having a very nice bathroom.
And how is yours unique?
And my bathroom is unique because I took a roll-top desk and I cut a sink into it and did a very nice, very interesting layout. My parents owned a carpet and drapery shop, and they said that was always the most important part of any business is to have a great-looking and clean bathroom.
A clean bathroom, yeah, yeah.
Of course it's clean, and it's very unique, and now it's a talking point.
Yeah, it makes a big difference. When you go into a restaurant, they always told me the first place to check out if you want to know if it's a clean restaurant or not is go to the bathroom and see.
Of course, if you're sampling some wines at Kerrigan Brothers and you go use the bathroom, you might get a little confused. Maybe you're in the office rather than at the sink.
One of the interesting things that Troy, that you did that I really was intrigued with is the fact that when you started this business, you didn't just talk to people, competitors, and try to pick their brains like a lot of people will do, which is a good thing to do, but you went to talk to people that had actually started and failed in the business as a barometer, right? Is that?
Well, part of my research is with the winery industry is not only going and talking to people who are currently in the industry, but it's also liquor stores, wholesalers, looking at store layout, you know, how people perceive product on a shelf. A lot of that all comes down to
merchandising.
Merchandising and creating your own, talking to people who are current buyers, what they like, what they don't like. And the biggest thing is when I was looking for equipment, of course, you know, you have your needs and your wants when you're developing your business plan. And if you can get some used equipment and save yourself some money, and that's where I end up talking to a lot of the people who were in the brewery industry and who had basically not been able to make it. And those people were the most interesting because they were able to give you a lot of insight.
Right.
What they did wrong, what they felt they could have done better, and what things to watch out for in the industry.
Mm-hmm. So you kind of learn what not to do in the startup phase as a way to kind of navigate through the beginning.
Well, I think it's important to talk to both sides of the fence.
Yeah.
And because the industry itself, you can go talk to people, but they're not going to really tell you how much paperwork's involved. You know, every month you got to fill out paperwork and everything else, and how to make sure that you're a good saver, that you save your money during the good times so that you have it during the lean times. Being a good budgeter and having a good tax person is very helpful in running your own business. And I couldn't do my business without the help of my parents.
Why don't we, are we ready to take a break? Because when we come back, I kind of want to go over Troy, when he first came to a bank and asked them for money. Mm-hmm. I want to find out the reaction, and I think people will enjoy this one. So stay with us. We got that coming up. You're right here on the Business Talk Radio Network at News Talk 1150 WHBY. We'll be right back.
401k or simple IRA?
I need a plan for me and my employees.
Not sure what retirement plan is best? Let Albertson Healing set up your unique program and help keep it running smoothly. We're big enough to handle all of your business investment needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
If you're looking for a business banking partner, consider Associated Bank. They've been helping businesses meet their financial goals for over 120 years. Associated understands the need to streamline your operation to help your business run smoothly and efficiently. That's why they offer fast, easy, flexible tools to help you manage your cash flow and quickly and securely access your account information. If you're looking to enhance productivity and profitability of your business, visit an Associated Bank branch or associatedbank.com. Equal Opportunity Lender, Member FDIC and Associated Bank Corp.
The innovation on-ramp starts at the Venture Center. Don't get passed up in the race for innovation. Visit the Venture Center at Fox Valley Technical College. The Venture Center is the leading business innovation center in the New North, with customized programs for entrepreneurs, existing businesses, and corporations. You can learn the basics of starting and managing your own business, or learn how to refine your business skills in the successful Proceed program.
At the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College, you can take your idea to reality. We feature the only digital product fabrication laboratory in the United States designed specifically for entrepreneurs, businesses, and inventors. Our experts will help you design and make a product prototype with desktop electronics, software, and industrial-grade fabrication. Find out more about the Venture Center and the Fab Lab at Fox Valley Technical College. Visit us online at venturecenterwi.biz or call 920-735-5709.
Okay, we're back. We're talking biz right here on Biz Talk, and we're so glad you could join us this morning. If you want to give us a call, we're talking to Troy Landwehr, who is the owner-operator of Kerrigan Brothers Winery here in the Fox Valley. And if you want to give us a call, it's 281-1150 in Appleton. And if you're outside of Appleton, 866-887-1150. And if you give us a call, come on the air with us, we'll get you a free book, Speaking of Success. I'd be glad to send that right out to you. So give us a call. We are talking, interesting show this morning, because we're learning a little bit about the wine industry. Our guest, Troy Landwehr, is a member of Wineries of Wisconsin, and also is the Wisconsin Winery Association, which Wisconsin, is it on the radar screen amongst other states now with wine production? Or
For the wine production, actually, we've been actually growing. When I first started in the wine industry, I was the 13th winery to be part of the Wisconsin Winery Association, and now we're a little over 36 members.
Very good.
So, also what happened a number of years ago is that we had the tobacco funding, they can no longer subsidize the tobacco growers in Vernon County. Mm-hmm. So basically they took that funding grant and they struck out tobacco and wrote in grapes. So the Grape Growers Association of Wisconsin has really jumped, you know, within the past couple of years, and we're starting to become more competitive. And, you know, a lot of the states like Iowa, Minnesota, Michigan have really been forward thinking in working with the UW systems, and we're finally catching up to them. And I think the Midwest has a great industry and different climates.
So we're becoming a player out there in the industry. But we're not. We got a long way to go before we whip France and California, don't we?
Well, it comes down to regionally. And right now we have the most of the eastern side of the state of Wisconsin has been AVA certified as the Wisconsin Ledge as a growing area to show that we actually know what we're doing and give some legitimacy to our winemaking.
Okay, I want to ask you, because one of the interesting things is Troy went over to the bank when he started this business, and the banks were, what kind of reaction did you get from the bankers?
Well, they're like, you want to start a what? And and they said, of course, no. And
you should go into stand-up comedy, right?
And I went back, and the biggest thing is talking about your needs and wants, you know, coming back to looking at used equipment and everything else. And I basically went back and redid that.
Yeah.
And I had some help from family and my parents. And then the other half, I went back to the bank, and then they said they would give me X amount.
Yeah, but I mean, they were reluctant in the beginning. So you didn't give up.
No.
A lot of people will get discouraged at that and say, well, maybe I'm not meant to be in this. And then they'll bail on the whole idea. But that's just one of the hurdles you got to jump. We got to call her on the line.
Sharon on the phone this morning. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning. How are you?
Real fine. You have a question for Troy?
I do. Is Troy going to be growing his own fruits and grapes?
Turn your radio down, Sharon. That's coming back on the echo there. And it's a great question. Thank you.
Well, I moved to my new facility on Highway 55 there. It'll be 2 years in May. I just currently started planting. I have 32 apple trees. I have about 50 raspberry bushes, and I got some gooseberries and some other plants that are coming in. Right now, I still have majority of my 10 acres is under an alfalfa contract. Mm-hmm. And when that comes up, yes, I will be planting More fruits. Currently, two-thirds of my fruit is from Wisconsin, and I work with local people, so eventually it'll be kind of a pick-your-own until I can get enough planted. Being it just myself, it's a slow process.
It is.
baby steps. So
it's a growing business.
Yes.
Have you been out to his location yet, Sharon?
Numerous times, yes.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. So you've sampled a little bit of the wines out there. What do you think?
Oh, Troy is quite the entrepreneur. You should probably ask him, too, about his cheese carving, too. He's also well-known for that.
I was headed that direction. I'm glad you brought that up. So.
Yes.
Thank you, Sharon. Hey, we want to get your book for giving us a call this morning. I appreciate
it. Thank
you.
Okay.
Thanks, Sharon.
That's another thing, Troy. I think you're famous in the area. You get a lot of press, a lot of PR. You're a good media guy. Doing cheese carvings. We were talking about that. Very interesting.
Yes, June's coming up, and June is Dairy Month, so I'll be carving again at a little shoot for the Great Wisconsin Cheese Festival.
Cool.
And that's actually where I started carving cheese about 23 years ago, and I've been carving ever since. I've actually been to Hong Kong and London and all over the United States, carving for different people.
Wow, wow. We'll
so
travel worldwide at doing this. Yeah,
I made it around at least one way, yeah.
Yeah. Well, now, the cheese carvings are somewhat of a hobby then, too. But it does promote the business, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, normally when I carve cheese, I'm just carving cheese. When I'm working with Cheez-Its or other big companies,
yep.
If they ask me about it, yes, I can plug the winery. But most of the time, it's all about the cheddar.
We got Brian on the line. Brian, good morning. Welcome to BizTalk.
I've been wanting to get out to your place for quite a while. I just haven't made it out there yet. My quick question is, you got to be patient with my pronunciation on wines. I'm not the best at it, but
You can drink them, though, Brian. That's all we care about.
Oh, that's good. I was just wondering, do you guys make, one of my favorites is, do you make a Moscato?
Currently, I do not make any grapes. I do all berries, so it would be blueberries and blackberries and cherries and lemons and pineapples.
Okay.
And strawberry. The Moscato, the Zins, Merlots, Cabs, all those names are names of grapes. And
okay.
I think that's the most confusing thing for people who are getting into the drinking wine, uh-huh. is that once you learn where they fall from dry to sweet, and Moscato is a sweeter wine, grows mostly in warmer climates, about one or two states south of us. Mm-hmm. But Most of the grapes that grow here are most like Foch and St. Pepin and some of the other grapes that are coming up, and you'll start seeing and hearing more about that as the industry grows. Mm-hmm. So,
sure. Well, I look forward to coming out to your place sometime.
Well, thank
you.
Hey,
Brian, thank you. We'll get your book.
Thanks, Brian.
We appreciate the call. Okay.
I have a question for Troy. Troy, when you started your business, you told us earlier about you worked with a score counselor. And you had done a lot of research, and that Troy counselor's name was George Fry.
Yes, I went and talked to George Fry. I went down to the Appleton branch and met with him, and I brought all my research, basically kind of laid it on the table, and he was very surprised at all the research I'd done, and he gave me some different forms to help me fill out and categorize and organization of all my research.
Mm-hmm.
And that was probably one of the biggest helps, was talking to him and getting some of those forms.
Yep. Okay, we got John on the line. John, are you with us?
Yes, I sure am.
Good morning.
Good morning. Question for Troy. Mm-hmm. Troy, how long did it take before you started turning a profit in the business? And then a second question, do you do things there like wine clubs where you have a, you know, wine of the month or something like that?
Currently, I do not have any wine clubs. We are starting to offer more events, different cheese tastings and things like that after hours. But for the winery itself, when I first went and got my loans and everything else, I was still working part-time as a graphic designer in the sign industry. And I actually worked 2 years full-time and 2 years part-time while I was doing the winery. And I was also bartending two nights a week to make
wow.
sure I had money. So
wow.
I kind of burnt my candles at both ends for a long time in order to get to the point where I'm at now, but that's why I have my new building and everything else. So I encourage people to, mm-hmm. You know, with the wine industry, yeah, it took a while to get your name, you know, at least 2 to 3 years to get your name out there, get people, you know, get a good customer base, get things where mm-hmm. it's kind of rolling on its own. Nothing happens overnight, and I'm more on the edge of slow and steady wins the race.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we wanted to, you know, that's a great point, because everybody thinks it's going to happen real fast, and usually it doesn't happen that way. Thank you, John. We appreciate the call. Okay, we are talking this morning with Troy Landwehr. He is the owner-operator of Kerrigan Brothers Winery. And for folks that haven't seen that, it is a great place. You say you started in your folks' basement when you originally began this, right?
Yes. Very humble beginnings, yeah. Yes. I had a few pieces of equipment, a couple tanks, and from there, basically every year you buy another tank or buy another piece of equipment and move on from there. And kind of got to the point where I had to move 5 or 6 pallets in order to bottle something.
Right.
And even today, we're still bottling, you know, a lot by hand. I have a 6-boat filler and a 1-bottle corker. And, you know, my labeler is basically a box with holes in it.
And, you know, what's amazing, Jim, is Troy mentioned this earlier. He has no employees.
Well, it's pretty much myself.
You hire out some folks for the rush times, but you're doing all this by yourself.
Well, my parents helped me out a lot,
yep.
So I couldn't do it without their help. My mother helps me with the bookwork, and my dad, if I need something picked up, he'll run for me. So.
And they're both retired, so they have time to do that.
They're very helpful, yes.
Yep.
And then I got a couple
great
aunts and other friends who come in, and when we bottle, help me for a couple hours. And
family affair,
yes.
Well, he said the magic word, slow and steady. And that's, you know, that's how you build a business. And you'd mentioned, you know, building that customer base. And that's what, you know, that we're constantly after. And have you hit a point where you think, you know, basically you've reached the critical mass in business, or we still got a long way to go before you hit that?
Oh, I got quite a ways to go before I hit that. You know, I'll probably double production before I start needing to hire someone on yet. That's always kind of the sticker point with the insurance and everything else, trying to afford employees or even part-time. Working and being in the, mm-hmm. being zoned agricultural is nice,
sure.
because we can bring people in as a part-time workers,
right.
under the ag industry.
Okay, we got Sue on the line. Sue, are you with us?
Good morning. How are we today?
We are better than we deserve, absolutely. How you doing, Sue?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You think your cookies would go with his wine?
Oh, wouldn't that be fantastic, especially the fruit one. I have been out to his place many times, just bebopping in and stuff like that, and I truly enjoy it. My question is, what is he doing? How are you advertising yourself? How are you making yourself a destination?
Well, the main person that I'm working with that is really helping me in my business is actually the Appleton Convention and Visitors Bureau. They are a huge backer and are always looking to, their main job is to fill hotel rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is to keep people entertained. And they are great people to work with. They're fabulous. They bring a lot of tourism in industry into the Fox Cities and bring a lot of value and money into our economy here.
Mm-hmm.
Besides them, I work with JAG advertising, my billboard. And I also, the biggest thing for me, I think, is the smaller newspapers.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a lot of great advertising value, along with being part of the Wisconsin Winer Association. If you go to wiswine.com or .org,
yeah.
We just changed that now. Or I'm also part of the Wisconsin Winery Association, which is our wholesaling side of the industry. But it would have to be the Convention and Visitors Bureau is probably the
best. Are you into, have you gotten caught up in the social networking yet? Facebook, the Twitter, any of those things?
Doesn't have time.
I know I should, uh-huh. but let's put it this way. My friends call my cell phone the rock because it sits in my pocket. So currently, no, I am not on Facebook or Twitter. But the wine industry, the association is on Twitter and Facebook, and we do have a voice of the Wisconsin wine industry out there.
Super. Thank you, Sue, for the call.
Troy, do you have on your website, do you have information to help the novice understand wines? Like you were explaining earlier, the grapes versus the berries and the sweet wine versus the dry wine. Do you have basic educational data out there?
Just a basic on the how the production is.
Okay.
You know, like so many pounds of this, that,
yep.
you know, how a batch goes together. But Most of my education comes down to when you come and actually and talk to me.
Sure.
Come and see me.
Yeah.
We basically have one-on-one tastings where we will help you find and help you figure out what you like. If you like a dry, if you like sweet.
Mm-hmm.
When you first start drinking wine, you're always going to be on the sweet end. Mm-hmm. And the more you drink, the drier your palate gets. So
I always start to acquire a taste now for a little drier wine. Yeah.
And the biggest thing is don't ever let anyone tell you what you should or should not drink or should or should not buy. It's all in what's your palate, mm-hmm. what you like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wine is like art, and it's all subjective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like carving cheese. It's beauty. It's you create it. What's the biggest cheese creation you've ever done?
To date, the largest one I've carved was a 1-ton round of cheddar that was 4-foot round and 40 inches tall. That was done last year for the Cheez-Its Corporation for their program. I carved the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the John Trumbull painting. I carved it here and drove it out to New York, promoted for a couple of days, brought it back here and cubed it up. We donated it to actually 14 different charity organizations that
That's great. What a great gift.
Yeah.
What a great gift.
Yeah, the artistic part of one of the things that I think that sets you apart too as an entrepreneur is Troy has a great personality when he's serving up the wine samples, cuz mm-hmm. he tells little stories and kind of, you know, gives people a little synopsis of how the wine came to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest part is making people feel comfortable with the experience.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people come in, they're like, "I don't know anything about wine, you know, I just drink beer." I'm like, "Well, they're like, well, I drink Bud Light." I'm like, "Well, what's a Bud Light? Is it a Pilsner? Is it a this or a that?" And, you know, just to help people feel more comfortable and that to make it a fun experience. Wine should be fun.
That's the key, is make it enjoyable.
And I think you've acquired a passion for what you're doing. So I can see the passion in your entrepreneurship. And
well, that was part of starting a business, is you have to find something you're passionate about.
Right. Okay, we are talking with Troy Landwehr of Kerrigan Brothers Winery, and you're on Biz Talk right here, All Talk Radio, on the Business Talk Radio Network, News Talk 1150. We're going to take a short break. We're coming right back.
Payroll, taxes, bookkeeping?
I just can't handle it all.
Have the financial demands of your business become too taxing? Let Albertson Healing give you the personal service you desire. We're big enough to handle all of your business tax and accounting needs, yet small enough to give you the attention you deserve. Call Albertson Healing CPAs today at 888-929-9492 for your tax, investment, and consulting needs. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Healing CPAs are non-affiliated entities.
As the number one SBA lender in Wisconsin, Associated Bank has been helping small businesses grow for over 120 years. By getting to know you, your business, and the goals you hope to achieve, Associated is able to offer a wide range of financial solutions to help you run your business more efficiently and save you time and money. If you're interested in learning more about the financial solutions Associated offers to business owners, visit an Associated branch or AssociatedBank.com. Loan subject to credit approval, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC, and Associated Bank Corp.
Hi, I'm Joellen Wallen, your Better Business Bureau Northeast Wisconsin Regional Manager. BBB accredited businesses share our vision of an ethical marketplace. For them, trust is a contract, and honesty, integrity, and ethics are standard operating procedure. Consumers are anxious to work with BBB-accredited businesses and trust them to do the job better. Whether you're looking for a heating contractor, home remodeler, accountant, or veterinarian, consumers prefer to start with trust. And there's no better place than wisconsin.bbb.org. Our company reliability reports on Wisconsin businesses now feature grades of A+ through F. This new system helps consumers make better informed purchase decisions. Business owners are consumers, too. Who would you trust to do a better job? A BBB-accredited business with an A-plus grade, or a non-accredited business that doesn't make the grade. To find out more, go to wisconsin.bbb.org or call 920-734-4352 to apply for BBB accreditation.
Epiphany Law provides business law expertise to startup and growing businesses.
I'm about to sign a lease agreement on a new storefront, and I have this nagging feeling that I should have someone looking it over first.
I'm looking at handing my business over to my son in a few years, and I have no idea how to do that.
Epiphany Law knows the critical questions to ask, and they provide the legal resources required by today's business owners.
I'm thinking of investing in a new franchise, and there are parts of this contract that are way beyond me.
There are employment laws that I just don't understand.
Epiphany Law provides solutions to businesses of varying shapes and sizes and has the expertise to be your all-around business legal advisor.
I'm buying a business.
I'm selling a business.
See the business law experts at Epiphany Law by calling 920-996-0000 or look them up online at www.epiphanylaw.com. An epiphany is a flash of light that points to a better way. At Epiphany Law, they provide that better way.
Okay, we are back. We are wrapping up the show. We're coming down the stretch this morning on Biz Talk. We're talking with Troy Landwehr, the owner-operator of Kerrigan Brothers. And just for the folks that thought there was a whole bunch of Kerrigan Brothers when they come out there, you're pretty much the Kerrigan brother they're going to see. Is that right?
It's actually named after my grandmother. She had a number of five brothers, and it's named after two of them in particular who
like to drink wine.
Who like to drink a little bit. So, yes, it's quite an endearing...
A good heritage.
A good heritage, yes.
Jim, yeah. Troy, give out your contact information again. Then I have a question for you.
Well, the winery is located 3 miles north of Kaukauna on Highway 55, mm-hmm. just north of the old dog track. And the phone number for the winery is 788-1423 or KerriganBrothers.com.
And Troy, we were talking off air a little bit about bottling and all that sort of thing. Do you do private labels? Like if a company wanted to buy four cases of wine with its label on it or whatever?
I do a lot of private labels. You can bring photos in. I do a lot of businesses during Christmas and for different gift giving. We also do a lot of weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Okay. The best one is always the incriminating photos you've been holding on to for friends for their birthdays that you just use for that right moment. Those are always the best labels. But
Is there a popular wine for like a devious, is there a devilish type of wine that goes with that? Or
No. Most people
Black
just come.
Passion.
we have the red passion, but most of the time people just come in and they're able to pick something dry or sweet to go with that personality of the person.
Well, that's intriguing though to be able to do a private label on wine bottles. That's good.
Why don't we? We're coming down the stretch. So as we talked earlier, we like to give out a little biz tip to our listening audience. So. Maybe we can draw a pearl of wisdom from you, Troy, before we wrap it up this morning.
Or two.
Or two.
Well, the bathroom is number one, but having a nice bathroom, but number two...
Well, you're going to find folks driving out there just to check
look
out
at the bathroom. Yeah.
Where is it?
The number two, I would say, is make sure to look at not only the industry you want to get into, but other sub-industries. Like myself, it's not only the wine industry that gives out and... will give you help and support, but it's also like for us, it's the agricultural department and the Department of Tourism. Yeah. They give us a lot of great loans and everything else, and helping with the promoter business and industry. And also on the ag side, they have the help to grow the plants and to grow your business.
I remember he did 3 years worth of research before starting. Now, it wasn't just a little shot in the dark. 3 years, if you're still passionate about the idea, you're right for that industry then. Yeah, it's the right thing.
It came down to doing enough research and getting enough done so that I could feel comfortable, you know, that I could make it go. That was the number one thing.
Better to make informed decisions when you have to make those decisions.
Hey, that's our show for this morning.
Thanks, Troy. It's a great program.
Thank you very much.
Really good program.
We're back next Saturday morning. We'll see you same time, same station, and join us then for Biz Talk.
Sophie, you travel safely.